From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. And I'm not immediately going to go to Nigel, who is here. But then we also have a special guest superstar, Gerd Reason, who's phoning in from the Netherlands. Gerd's an L&D consultant and does a lot around leadership and various other things. This week, we are here to talk about a subject that's basically the flip side of what we talked about last week. Last week, we asked whether performance support was a learning strategy. And this week, we're flipping it on its head, mainly because Gerd just tweeted us and said, why don't you ask this question instead? I think this is worthy of talking about. So we're going to be looking this week at whether learning is actually a performance support strategy. And before we go any further, I'm going to attempt to do a couple of definitions because I've been thinking about this topic this week and I don't want this to turn into a semantic debate. So, chaps, you can both say hello. Hi, Ger.
Hi.
Nigel.
Martin, good to hear your voice.
Lovely, right. I'm going to carry on. Sorry, so bear with me, everyone. So I'm just going to say that I think that learning is broadly the acquisition of knowledge or skills through study, experience, or being taught. Don't strike me down for that. Performance support, I think, is the thing that the content or whatever it is that you need to access to solve an immediate business problem. That's what I think that is. We can debate that as well. But basically, I want to get into the question that Ger posed, and that is learning a performance support strategy? Ger, tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, I think it should be, because we are discussing about this in terms of corporate learning, and maybe we have to take a little step back and say, okay, what is the intention, what is the purpose of corporate learning? Mm-hmm. And of course, it has to be that it is valuable to add something, to do our work in a better way, serving customers or getting results related to the intention or the purpose of the company or the organization. Mm-hmm. And I think especially people who are very fond of learning and have a lot of fun and are very passionate about being a learning professional, which is nice, and it is a beautiful thing to work in learning, but they sometimes tend to be in the training bubble or the learning bubble, and so if there is an issue, they quickly grasp a learning solution or think about a learning solution, and I think we have to take a step back sometimes and say, okay, for this issue in the corporate setting, how to resolve it, let's first do a good analysis, and then from that analysis, how can we solve it with which kind of interventions? And it could be a learning type of intervention, or a performance support type of intervention, or a smart combination. So sometimes I experience with customers that they say, okay, this is my issue, and please bring me in some kind of learning with some fun and some magic in it. And I tend to say, okay, if you really want fun and magic, you might be better off by getting to do a visit at Disneyland. So that's my point of view.
Okay, I think we ought to have Gare in every single week, Martin. We don't have to do anything then. We just say, yeah. And then we say, thank you very much. This is Martin Cousins, Michael Payne and Gerd Dreesen. Goodbye. I think Gerd has put his finger on something really, really important. And I think that if you see performance support, not as micro, but macro as well, I would tend to 100% agree. And what I mean by that is that there's a reducto view of performance support, that it's when you can't do a small task, there's some way of helping you do the small task. But if you look at performance support as how do you cope with the world of work and the complexity of work in whatever shape that takes, depending on where you happen to sit in the organization, learning is your performance. Learning should be the way helps you make sense of the madness and helps you deal with the complexity and helps you manage volatility and uncertainty. So in that sense, I'm with Gare. And if learning doesn't do that, if learning is somehow detached from the workflow and the work processes and the concerns of the organization, why are you doing it? And it's self-indulgent of learning to see learning as a good, regardless of whether it has any impact. In itself, it is good. I like the focus, yeah? Where is the business performance end? Where is the performance support? And if you can't point to it, then you really are unable to justify spending the money and doing the business. That would be my view.
Okay, so you're sounding a bit like a Dalek there, Nigel. and I would put that down to broadband issues and not the fact that you're very good at doing Dalek impressions, but you might be. So, Gert, I think I agree with Nigel. And I'm fascinated by this idea of the performance support as the kind of ticket out of the learning and training bubble. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, and can I just have a concern around this? Which is this idea of the higher order skills that organisations will increasingly require, you know, critical thinking, actually more effective communication skills, and creative thinking. These kinds of what I would call higher order type of skills, rather than the technical skills, or maybe just should call them soft skills. So what happens? See, they don't fit into performance support at all. So I'm slightly concerned that with this performance support focus, which I 100% get, aren't we just chucking out some of what we know to be true around learning as well? So, Gert, what do you think about that?
I totally agree with that, Martin. And that's why we always have to do a good analysis of what is the issue at hand in this situation. Mm-hmm. And if you do a good analysis and you find out that this higher order learning aspects need to be taken care of, then they should be in the mix of your strategy and of your intervention mix.
Yep.
At the other hand, what you just said will support the idea of using more performance support, so that the dull and the other things that we have in our mind, or the capability that distracts our capabilities from the higher thinking, so the dull things and the things that computers or whatever can do better than us, if we can do them easier, quicker, with performance support, then we have time and energy left to do and to focus on the other aspects and the learning of that.
Okay.
Nigel? I'm Dalek impression version 2.0. I would say that if someone says critical thinking skills are important, I would argue, where is the business outcome from that? And if that is helping someone manage complexity, if that is helping someone think through problems that are profound in the organization, or help them understand some of the processes within the organization, that's fully justified. Now, if your job is putting Mars bars in a box, then to say critical thinking is good for you, I would say maybe not. Why should Mars pay for that? So I still think there is an element where you should justify higher order thinking skills and other complex learning in terms of what you need to survive this organization. And I would say that in most companies, the requirements are getting more complex and more abstract than they're being simpler and less abstract. Everything is away in a sense, Martin. So I think that to say higher order learning skills are good, full stop, is not as satisfactory an argument as saying higher order learning skills are good, because they will help us manage the kind of environment that we're working in at the moment. And therefore that link with business in time.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. And I know we're getting close to our a self-imposed 10-minute deadline, which I think we're probably going to break through anyway. But I'm going to quickly. My problem with that is, some of these skills, like critical thinking, these are just human skills. They are really good for us. You know, well-being, engagement, you know, sense of personal development, and who we are all wrapped up in that, whether you're putting Mars bars together or not. You know, if you can sit there and say, actually, there's a much better way of doing this, then organisations need to know it. So I just don't get that idea that performance support is for one thing and all these other things just, you know, they might suit someone in a certain job or they might not.
Well, you see, Martin, when you say it like that, no one would disagree with you, but it's the context. You have to put it in context. And what I would say is that anyone who is involved in corporate learning, in other words, is using the corporate dollar for their own, for their own ends, could make those links and say, this is good for the well-being of the workforce. It will make people more curious, make them more engaged, better members of the workforce, and there will be side benefits for them in the rest of their life. I'm 100% with you. But just to argue this is good, full stop, that's where I worry. And because the next question is, well, why spend my money? If you look at the history of budget cuts in learning and development, that's part of the argument. People say, it's all very well, it sounds great, but what does it benefit this organization? Cut, cut, cut. So I'm looking for that alignment, and that alignment is absolutely critical.
So I agree with that. And so context is very important. And also, I think it's not the one thing or the other, but it's both of them in a smart mix related to the context and to the results we are aiming for.
Yeah, so
I think Gare gets the last word, Martin, don't you?
Okay, I could stop there. Gare, I think you should have. All right, well, let's stop because I was about to say something else, but I think we could save that for another time. Okay, look, so we've broken through the 12-minute barrier, so I think we ought to congratulate Gare, firstly, for coming back to us and saying, why don't you flip the conversation around? And here we are. And I think I would echo Nigel, what Nigel said. Gare, that was really very well put together, I thought. And yet again, I've taken lots more from this conversation. And I think it's the conversation that's going to keep giving. So thank you ever so much for A, reaching out to us, and B, coming on and really putting across some very, very clear thinking, which is definitely informing what I'm thinking. Nigel, do you want to say anything?
I want to say goodbye and thank you, Gare, and well shared, Martin.
Okay. Thanks for having me, and up to our next conversation.
Yeah, I think this one needs to keep going. So, chaps, thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day, and thanks for listening. From scratch.